Hey, cashiers. We Have the Receipts podcast is coming at you live from Netflix is a Joke Fest in Los Angeles.
Chris, are you kidding?
No, Netflix is a joke, Courtney, but this is not one of them. Our listeners in LA have the chance to join us for a live recording of our podcast, We Have the Receipts, hosted by me, Chris Burns.
And me, Courtney Revolution.
Join us and a few surprise guests from your favorite Netflix reality shows on Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at a secret location in Hollywood.
To be announced.
Get your tickets for the We Have the Receipts live show at tudum.com/WHTR. That's Tudum, TUDUM.com/WHTR.
Tickets are limited. If you can't make it to the show, we still want to hear your beautiful voice. Leave us a message at speakpipe.com/WeHaveTheReceipts.
You may even hear your own voice on the show.
Grab a ticket at tudum.com/WHTR.
And we'll see you on May 4th in Los Angeles. Bye, cashiers.
I was confident going into it. I was confident during. I think Raven's hot. I'm hot. We're all hot. So, like, for me, it was, yes, it hurt, but also it didn't faze me. I was like, all right, cool. But I'm still what I look like, and I like that. So take it or leave it, bro. Right. You know?
Welcome to We Have the Receipts. I'm Lawrence B. Hamilton.
And I'm Chris Burns.
We're hopping right back into this Love is Blind thing. You know what I'm saying? We've been talking about this for the past couple weeks. The bear in the room, the elephant in the room, the show that you cannot ignore. We're finally whittling it down towards the end of this season. And
the final, well, not the reunion, but almost all of the final episodes have dropped. Mm-hmm. The weddings and the not weddings have all occurred. So, well, what did you think before we get in? Were you surprised?
I will say, to me, the most interesting part of the finale was when Bartice and Nancy had their little drama moment. Mm. And, you know, I'm usually not even about the drama, Chris. You know me. I'm here for the love. But damn it, that was the most entertaining part to me in the whole thing.
Zeynep reading Cole mess. For absolute filth on... at the altar was also
that too
may I was like, girl, how has that been bubbling this whole time?
Yes, she let that loose.
Let's get into it. I don't want to like give any, even though you guys should already have watched episodes 9 to 11, so we're not giving you spoilers, but I'll lose my train of thought if I immediately get into what surprised me. And so we start on episode 9. It's 5 days until the wedding. Nancy and Bartice get the bare minimum of the absolute bare minimum of commitment emblem. What I'm trying to like emblem. What do you call it? It's like a representation of your commitment.
Emblem representation. We know what you mean.
Permanent bracelets that were so thin you could cut them with a pair of scissors.
Yeah, I was about to say, I could probably pull that off with my hand, but
good I'm thing sure that that's what Bartice was thinking too. Yeah.
Like, I can pop this right off, whatever.
Yeah, they get permanent bracelets, which is like a thing now. I don't know. I'm like, mm-hmm. Get a tattoo. If you get yeah, my
if
fucking
you really
name
love
tattooed.
Me.
Alexa and Brennan are planning for like a traditional Jewish wedding. It's very mm-hmm. sweet. I love Alexa and
it
Brennan.
Sweet. I like Brennan a lot too. He is committed and I like that.
He is committed. He's sweet. He's like, and Alexa also, like, they're just mm-hmm. very down to earth, it seems.
I am curious to know how things went though after the wedding, like once they've been into it a couple months. Like,
I'm hoping. You know. I mean, at this point, years. Like, at this reunion, they will have had these experiences, like, years prior. Because this was filmed the same time season 2. So, they could have fucking kids by now. And it would
I'm pregnant. That would be crazy. Can you imagine?
Matt meets Colleen's parents. Everyone's going on a final romantic date. This is where SK and Raven start talking about how he has to go back to school.
Right.
Listen, I was still surprised. I mm-hmm. know that they weren't meant to be. I didn't think they were meant
surprised?
To be. I was surprised that I thought they were going to just get married.
No, really?
I did. I really did. That was the most surprising to me.
I was surprised it was SK that was like, no. Do you think he was planning to say no the whole time?
I think probably ever since his mom, I bet, like, you know, when his mom's like, we love Raven. I think his mom texted him, no.
Yeah, after that, like.
And I think, like, Raven and his mom do have a nice relationship. It felt mm-hmm. like, it felt like Raven would have said yes. I do think she would have said yes, but I do think she also understood why he said no. And I think she was like, yeah. Well, this is easier, but I was going to try.
I'm glad that they didn't, because I would have preferred them, if they're really serious about this relationship and them getting married in the future, you don't have to rush. Like, continue dating each other, continue, you know, seeing where the relationship grows, and then, you know, get engaged again or whatever and get married later down the line.
Yeah.
You know, I just because you're on the show doesn't mean you have to hurry up and get married if you feel like you're not ready, or supposedly that's how it's supposed to be, right?
I know. And I'm like, are they allowed to be like, before the wedding, like, listen, I want to keep dating, but like, we're not ready to get married? Or do they have to do this like very public?
I'm sure these couples have had conversations like previous to the wedding day.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe they don't. Maybe they just really go up there and surprise each other. Like, haha, you thought I was going to say yes. Psych. Like, you know, I don't really see that.
Well, speaking of, mm-hmm. Cole and Zeynep.
Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee.
she let it go.
She let it go all over the place. But they, it starts, he's like cooking. Mm-hmm. This is like episode 9. It's a couple days before the wedding. He is cooking chicken, which mm-hmm. with not one fucking
ounce of any
like, I'm like, not a grain of salt had hit that chicken.
Pepper, garlic, salt, nothing.
I just dropped it from the Purdue package right onto that cold like ass pan.
Pain.
He like spritzed it with a spritz of Pam and thought that that was good.
Oh, hell no.
That would have made red
been flag, enough. Red flag. That's probably what did it, to be honest. She was probably like, I can't do this.
I mean, she like kind of takes over, and then he's kind of like a child. Like,
he's very like a child. He's, I see, like, a 13, 14 year old when I look at him.
Like, who? Like, I'm like, I care. I don't want to eat unseasoned chicken and sit here and pretend like I like this fucking. And she's also making like Brussels sprouts or something, or he was making. And again, like, I just, you're going to marry this.
It's person. Giving babysitter and like, I'm watching you for tonight vibes. Like, you know, like.
Yeah.
She feels like his mom in so many of these conversations, you know?
Yes. He seems, he says he wants her to be sweet and unassuming, which. Mm-hmm. If someone ever said to me, like, I just want you to be sweet and unassuming, I'd be like, yeah, and I want a fucking $10 million house, bitch. You're not going to get it. Like,
sweet and unassuming to me means shut up. Like,
yep. Yeah. It means be submissive.
You talk too much. You just need to go with the flow. You're doing too much. Yeah.
Like, be like the other girls that think I'm hot at the bar. That's what.
That's what he wants. That's what he wants.
And then he's like, seriously, are you bipolar?
Yeah, he did. He was like, so like, what's up?
Well, yeah. And first they like have a conversation. They're going to like make it work. They have the bachelor and bachelorette parties. Raven, of course, has a terrible time. And then the boys are at like a rodeo, like a saloon. SK is so confused.
Yeah, he's like, what?
Have you ever been to a rodeo?
I haven't, but I will go. I want to ride a bull. Have you ridden like a fake bull, not a real bull?
I've been to a rodeo like several times.
Chris, you always surprise me with your stories. It's like, have you ever done this? Actually, yes. I've been to Nova Scotia and swam with whales. Like, what?
No, like,
you went to a rodeo?
Yeah, growing up.
They have those in New York?
They do. Well, in the summer, we would like camp in the Adirondacks. And so a lot of things upstate, especially the further you get upstate, it's just like the like deep south. Like
the south, yeah.
Different accents, but same of a lot of stuff.
Yeah, same vibe.
Yes. And so, yeah, we have been to a couple of rodeos. I've been to like a bunch of monster truck rallies.
What?
Yeah, you would have. Oh, of course.
My God.
Have I ever ridden a bull? I think one time I did, like the really? Mechanical bull, but it was like at a bar. There's a couple of bars here that have okay. mechanical bulls.
When I come to New York next, you and I We're are finding a rodeo. Mechanical bull. We're going to find some mechanical bulls.
Raven. So it's like the morning of the wedding. SK. This was so fucking funny to me. SK had bought them two fish to represent them and their love. And when they woke up the morning of the wedding, both of the fish were dead.
Oh, no.
An omen? My mom is a omen strong much? Believer in omens. Yeah. My yes. mom is a strong believer in omens. So I was mm-hmm. like, that probably
That's
is.
Definitely the universe saying, don't do it. Don't See, do it, yeah. sis.
God will always send you signs. They're just not always the signs that you were hoping
did
for.
You think? Yes.
So the and then the girls go to a, I guess they went to like a strip club, but the men did not, which I'm sure was a decision all around.
Yeah,
it was made probably by them and production because I feel like, mm-hmm. yeah, just wouldn't have,
just played. Wouldn't have, yeah.
Cole is talking about how he's down for marriage. He's ready. Okay. You're ready for anything. You're like...
Exactly. Cole, today you're ready for marriage. Tomorrow, Colleen will walk by and you'll be like, well, damn, I should have. Yeah.
You're going to see Zenab like on the street in a year and forget who she... that you've met her before and yeah, hit
like,
on her
again.
How do
I know you? He totally seems like that type. Like, I know you from somewhere. Where do I know you
yeah,
from?
Yeah, and she's like, we were engaged.
Yeah, you
On a
asshole.
TV show together. Brennan says how him and Alexa really haven't fought. Here's the thing. People are like, well, you have to like fight before. But they've only been together for what? A month? Like,
yeah, like
that's
a
good
weeks.
Sign to me that you haven't yeah. fought yet. I'm like.
Compared to the other couples, for sure.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, of course couples fight and stuff. But like in a month. You shouldn't be fighting that much as a new couple.
No. If you're fighting that much in a month and you're about to get married, red flag.
Yeah. No.
Alarm.
And so yeah. the fact that all of the other guys are like, that's crazy.
Like, I fight with my girl every night.
Matt. Yeah. He's like, Matt's like, what do you mean? I've almost moved out of Colleen's house 6 times and we've only been together for, or we've only lived there for 3 weeks.
Times.
I never even unpacked fully.
Oh my God. No, the clip where Matt was like, you know, when you pack your bags and then you're hoping someone chases after you and then they don't. I was like, oh my God, somebody give this guy a hug.
That's also like, girl.
Yeah.
That's like, what you.
Come on.
That's if you're packing, if you're leaving so someone chases after you, that's a problem, I think.
It is. Because don't nobody get time.
That's
for
all
that.
You want is to know that they're going to chase you. But the fact yeah. that you're like seeking that. Already,
yeah, on purposely making arguments to see,
yeah, and it's not like she doesn't know you well enough to know that that's what you want. People react very differently in fights, and you know, so
if I was Colleen, I'd have been like, okay, bye, like, I'm not about to keep doing this with you,
yeah, don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way
exactly.
out,
exactly. I'll see you later,
yeah,
back
no.
to the club, I go.
Yeah, let me go.
With my
Be like, hold
shoes.
On, we can split a cab. The club's on the way to your old place.
Exactly. But they ended up being married, right?
They did. Well, first we have Bartice, who is feeling a little apprehensive.
To say the least, yeah.
To say the least. I think he's terrified that Nancy's mom's going to fucking fuck him up.
Yeah. And her brothers.
At this point, it's before the weddings. We open mm-hmm. with Raven and SK. I know that you weren't surprised, right?
No, I wasn't surprised. They didn't give me for the long haul vibes. Like, I could already tell SK after Raven started talking crazy about his mom, like, not being in charge. I felt his whole demeanor shift. Like, uh-oh, So I wasn't really surprised.
No. He says, I do not. Which
I do not. He did, Damien.
I would shit a brick if I was at a wedding and someone said, I do not.
I know. I do not. It's like, stop playing these games with me. Stop it.
I have my friend got divorced really young and I was in her wedding. But like we've talked about where I'm like, honestly, if you had said to me like at that wedding, like, I don't want to do this at all. I can't do this. I would be like, well, you're going to do it. And we can get it annulled tomorrow. But
later.
You don't
go through it today.
That's what I would do. I'd be like, I'm going through it and we'll talk about it tomorrow. But I can't.
It's just a lot. And the pressure standing up there with all your family and your friends. And it's like, you already know what you're going to say.
And the cameras. I mean, it must be. You would know.
Yeah.
Nerve-wracking. Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure.
So.
But he hit her with the I do not.
And she handled it very well, I think.
She did.
I would be.
But she hasn't showed emotion the whole season. So did we expect her to like run out and be like, oh my God, escape. No.
Imagine that would have been. And then he would have been like, wait, what? And then we have the Nancy and Bartice wedding. As of now, I mean, the whole time I felt Nancy was going to say yes, even though she knew things weren't right.
I think she was hoping for a turnaround.
I wasn't surprised that they didn't get married. I was surprised at the moment because he sent her a shot and a card that said, like, let's do this, or it was like something. And she was like, yeah. Oh, he sent, like, what the absolute fuck?
What was that about?
That's where I'm like, if because of the way the show is, you have to go to the end and like that's where you have to say yes or no.
Because you can't be like,
you don't have to be like gassing a bitch up the whole time beforehand if you're planning on fucking popping the balloon.
Leaving me at the altar with a shot and a card that says, let's do this.
Let's do what? Me murdering you? Okay, let's do this.
Exactly.
Nancy's whole family
was ready to whoop that ass.
Yes.
Well, my whole thing was, why was Bartice so like, why was he going off on her family and her mom? Like, he yelled at her mom, and I was like, whoa. This is very disrespectful.
Very disrespectful.
Entertaining, but disrespectful.
But also kind of shows how he didn't really care that much about Nancy at all.
He didn't. Yeah.
Because even with
it was
the...
clear.
It was like... And he knew her family was like... There was... The way she reacted, Nancy herself, was better than I anticipated.
Yeah. She was just like, okay.
Oh, and he says like, well, maybe we can continue dating.
After you just try to fight my family on wedding day, it's not going to go well. You can't come over to my house at this point. Like
my many houses that you don't have.
Yeah, I own with my ex. Who I'll be calling after this.
And she does take that permanent bracelet off real fucking fast.
Oh, yeah.
So, like we said, they seemed easy to remove.
Yes, exactly.
Then we have the Alexa and Brennan wedding. Mm-hmm. They both say I do. No big surprises really there. They're sweet. I hope they're still together.
Me too. I'm rooting for them. I hope they are too.
The Colleen and Matt also is like a happy wedding.
You know what? I wish them the best, but honestly, from what I've seen on the show and us discussing how Matt has these kind of, which seems to be deeply embedded insecurities about himself and his relationship with anyone.
Yeah.
I think that maybe they should have worked some stuff out before they got married. It just seemed like they're going into it with a whole lot of stuff that they need to work on and assess. And it's like, you starting off with a bag of stuff that y'all got to work on. Like, it's just a lot. It's putting a lot on them, you know, out the gate. And
I feel like his family was like very happy. And like his family and friends were like genuinely they liked her, were happy, but it felt like their hesitation came from they knew he wasn't in a place to be doing this. Like the way his mom's like, you don't have to do this. I really don't think it was anything against Colleen. I think it was like this, you've already ran from
right
this multiple times.
A mom.
Yeah. And my mom would definitely be like, listen, we love him, but are you sure that this is what you, yeah. So, and then we have to save the most messy for the last. Cole and Zeynep.
Oh, boy.
Were you rooting for them at all? I was hoping that they weren't going to say
you
yes.
Were hoping?
No. Really? I was hoping that they weren't going to.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I definitely, for both of them, just because, especially for Zeynep, I'm not seeing like long-term grow old together. Like I said, it's giving me mother and son. It's giving me babysitter and toddler. It's giving me not a grown relationship. Yeah. So like, I'm happy that.
If you're walking on eggshells constantly at the start, it just seemed, I was stressed out for them.
Yeah.
And like for her. So I was happy they did not get married, but she really reads him the house fucking down. I mean,
what was your favorite part of that read?
Probably the fact that she did it publicly.
Yes, in front of everybody.
In front of his friends and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Oof. Good thing his family wasn't there.
I know. Like, that's his family knew. Like, no.
And nope. I mean, she said he was not the person that loved her the way she should be loved, that he's disrespected her, insulted her, shattered her self-confidence. And then she's like, but you're a good man. I just don't want to marry you. And then the applause after. Imagine being him and hearing the applause.
I know. Like, it's like, this is such a like chick flick rom-com moment.
Yeah, it was next level. He's obviously upset. He's shocked. He made like a comment about like, why wouldn't she say these things like before? And her stepmom like tries to like being like, sorry, she's got a mind of her own. So we leave with Colleen and Matt being married and Brennan and Alexa being married.
I'm going to go with Alexa and Brennan for the long haul.
Yeah, me too, obviously.
Hopefully.
I hope so. Maybe we're wrong. Listen, sometimes couples last that I think, I'm a Taurus. I run at the first sign of imperfection. So at least that's what people tell me.
We might come back after the reunion. And, you know, like we said, Matt and Zeynep might be like, hey.
I hope so.
We decided to see.
Especially after watching things back, it's got to change some things. Because the way that they talked about Cole and Colleen talking at the pool party was not the way it went down. I think watching it, and maybe to no fault of their own, they were drinking, you know, there's plenty of things that I would be positive went one way. And then if I watched them back, I would be like, well,
that went a little different.
I was drunk. I don't know. But we do have some guests here to talk to us about everything, all the tea. First we have Alexa. She's a 27-year-old insurance agency owner. She joined Love is Blind to find love in a way that finally eliminated the superficial, and she is married to Brennan.
And then we have Raven, 29-year-old Pilates instructor who does not stop her workout for anything. Okay, we saw that in episode one. She joined Lib to look for someone who's intelligent and responsible to marry, but that person was not SK this season.
And finally, we have Nancy, a 32-year-old speech pathologist and real estate investor who joined Love is Blind to look for someone who's spontaneous, ready to go on a trip or jump into an adventure with her. She did not get married to Bartice. Please welcome Alexa, Raven, and Nancy.
Okay, so this is for all of you guys. So you seem to grow pretty close during the show. Is that the case? And do you guys still keep in touch with any of the other ladies?
I think that we obviously don't see the background of, you know, season one, season two, no judgment, but like, I feel like we really
so close,
like ridiculous. And I don't know if it's really just not shown from anyone else, but I'm like, did everyone else get this close as we did? We hang out constantly. We are texting constantly. We are, I think, each other's biggest cheerleaders. I know there's a little moment between these two, but they get along.
It's mostly in the interviews.
We're in
though.
Love.
Yeah. They're good.
She's a yes for me. Yeah.
So I like, we really do all get along, and we're all so very different. Like, and it just works. Like, we're all just like five pieces of a puzzle that just mm-hmm. fit.
And I think that's what it was, is that we each had our own independent lives. Like, we were the people that we were coming into this. So bringing that together, like it once we really got through the process, it was just easier for us mm-hmm. to connect even mm-hmm. closer now than we were when we were filming this. So
I feel like we just like really shared the experience, and that's like what like brought us together. But then beyond that, it's really just because we're all really fucking cool. Like we are fucking cool, just all five
and we're
of
so
us.
Different.
We're all so different. Yes. And I'm awesome. Like so thankful that this brought us all together, because we would have never known each other. Exactly. But I mean, it's such a beautiful friendship, and like it's best friends forever for me. So. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
It's gonna even like fashion wise, it's like the Spice Girls. Everybody's like calling it different.
Which Spice am I? I'm
scary Spice. Not scary.
She's scary.
But you're Sporty Spice. Are you?
Okay.
Sporty Spice.
Alexa, you and Brennan seem to hit it off so fast. You guys were the first, at least that we saw, to get engaged. What do you think made your relationship so, I don't want to say easy, obviously, because you got married in a month, but easier than the other relationships we've seen?
We had a lot of things that could have worked against us, and it just worked. Like, me being Jewish could have been a deal breaker. Family could have been a deal breaker. Moving in together could have been a deal breaker, and we didn't experience anything. So when you're like, we were just smooth fucking sailing the entire time. Like, Jewish, I'm not very religious, he's not very religious. Hey babe, our kids gonna be Jewish if we have them. Cool, love that. I like shakshuka. Cool. You know, check. Okay. Then family, and I was like, oh my god, like that's gonna be one. My dad's like, mazel tov, welcome to the family. And I'm like, literally, what the fuck is happening right now? That's weird. His family, both sides, amazing. Like, hugging me. Like, love it. Oh. Then moving together. His lease was up. Mine was good. We moved into another apartment together. Gucci gang. Like, just nothing really. And so but it also caused us to question things like, should it be this easy? Like, should we? And my dad was like, have you all experienced, like, a fight? Like, don't you think you need to experience that? And I'm like, but like, yes, you should know how to fight.
But I'm not going
to
start a fight.
Yeah. But we're both like very logical people of like, hey, you know, this is bothering me. Okay. Thank you for sharing how you're feeling. Okay, love you. I mean, it's not just that simple, but it's essentially really what it was. We really didn't.
Tell people to stop trying to make y'all fight. Bang. Yes. Y'all gonna fight when it's
time. Yes. And he is, everyone's like, Alexa's so spicy. And he is a dirty birdie, okay? He is way dirtier than I am. So I don't want to hear it. Like, people make such a stark contrast from us. Like, yeah, we have different backgrounds, but we are the exact same fucking human. And I think, like, everybody, like, he's funny. Yeah. And he's like, you know.
I can relate, sis. I can relate. Yeah. So, Nancy, now Bartiz had no issue telling you how physically attracted he was to Raven. But what made you stick around, even though, you know, when he said that at times, it made you feel a certain way, you know? What made you stay?
No, I think that's a great question. As any woman would, you know, not feel good. So, like, it didn't feel good initially, but I think for me, I took this experience so seriously. Like, I genuinely wanted to trust and believe that the person who made me a promise, you know, with a proposal, that he was really going to be in it. So we all make mistakes. And I think that's one of my values, is like to really provide grace for others and kindness. And I think that while he was 25 at the time, I was really considering that, like, well, he's still, you know, he hasn't experienced this. He hasn't lived with a woman, all these things. And so I think for our relationship, there was a lot of communication and sometimes brutal, honest communication. He will now be honest, but doesn't have to be brutally honest. Because I think there's
he
a fine
line. He did say
that
to us in our interview we just had with him.
He
so
did.
Yeah. So
something.
So it's the growth for me. Like, and that's the thing, is like, as we went through this experience, I know for where I came into it, I said it earlier, like, we were women as whole going into this. Like, I did not need a man. I could have been fine, you know, or, you know, doing my own thing. But I think it was really finding that additional level of happiness and genuine connection. So for me, it was allowing grace for him to make mistakes. And his mom said that to me. She said, if you guys get married, y'all are going to work on some things because he's still learning. Please give him patience and grace. And, you know, for me, that's when I envision marriage, like it's not going to be sunshine and rainbows. I think for me, it's like, I was willing to accept him for his flaws. And I think looking back, there could have been more questions I should have asked him about where he was at and my looks. But I was confident going into it. I was confident during. I think Raven's hot. I'm hot. We're all hot. So like for me, it was, yes, it hurt, but also it didn't faze me. I was like, all right, cool. But I'm still what I look like and I like that. So take it or leave it, bro.
Oh, that's right.
You know?
Yeah. Period. 100%. Raven, there were a number of things, a number of blocks in the road for you and SK between the cultural differences, him going away to school. But you say at the end that you were planning on saying yes still. What point did things kind of turn where you thought maybe things could work out?
I think once we got back to Dallas and kind of got into the groove of our own lives, like, of course, that was challenging with the transition. Like, he works a lot. We were planning for his apartment, which you guys didn't get to see quite a lot of. Mm. But those experiences, like just living day to day with him and seeing how that was, like, was just so reassuring to me. And y'all saw like how reassuring and articulate this man is. So really getting to live our day to day lives together all day, every day, kind of gave me a glimpse into what it could be like for us every day if we were married. And really on our journey, like, we started from the absolute bottom, right? And it got better every single day. So by the end of it, I was like, if this is what life is like with you, then I mean, I'm sold. I'm in.
Another place, another time.
Okay. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay.
Okay.
So let's see. So Nancy, I need some clarification on this. Okay. So Barty sent you a shot in a card that said something to the effect of, let's do this.
Let's do the damn thing, baby. That's yeah, what like,
girl, do you think that was like manipulative? Do you think he just got the last minute like cold feet in the moment? You know, why did that throw you off? Like that he sent that and then what happened at the altar?
Before the shot, I was confident in my answer, and everything that we had done and talked about and said to each other 2 weeks prior to the wedding was like positive, yes, future kids, you know, like everything was like positive, positive. So when I got the shot, like the 10% that I could possibly say no, let's say it was a percentage, that shot and that note gave me the, okay, like he's ready for this. Oh my God, let's do the damn thing. And so for me, it was just a complete shock that he gets up there and says, I don't, and then has like whack reasons for why he says no. It was a complete shock to me because the shot glass for sure was manipulative. Maybe he didn't think it through. Maybe he was 25 and couldn't like put it together grammatically what this kind of comment meant. But it was mean looking back at it. It wasn't a nice thing to do if you weren't sure that we were going to do the damn thing.
I would have been lighting that shit on fire. You're stronger than I am.
It's a real smoke show.
That would have been iconic. Alexa, we see your dad talking to Brennan about providing for you the life that you've grown up, that he built. And we see you guys discussing the prenup. Were you nervous about bringing up the prenup?
So that actually was something Brennan brought up. Brennan was the one that said, he says, all the money that he makes is ours and all the money I make is mine, which I don't agree with at all. Everything is ours.
Send it my way.
So he was the one actually that brought up the prenup, and it took me by surprise. And so when you see me say, like, we need to do a prenup, it was kind of me, like, making fun of it. Not, like, in a bad way, but just, like, yeah, we're going to do a prenup. Like, it wasn't. So We never got one. Just to clarify, we never got a prenup. I didn't really see the point in it. Something we brought up a few times, and I was like, I just, anything that like I have right now, I would split with you, you know, forever. Yeah. So like, I don't know. It wasn't a thing for me. And I know they focused a lot on, they make a very stark contrast between like him and his family and where he comes from and my family and where I come from. And, you know, money comes and goes, but love is, it's priceless. And I think that's why we both, you know, we both have that. And that's something that we talked extensively, you know, about, because he was like, I can tell that, you know, you're well-traveled, you've, you know, been places. And for me, it was like, yeah, but I've never experienced love before, you know? So this is something I've never found in all the places I've been. All, like, I lived in another country for years, and I've never had even a small, like anything like this before in my life. So I don't care. You know?
Love is a beautiful thing, isn't it?
It really is. You know, love really is the greatest gift in the world. And he's the greatest human I've ever met in my entire life. And to be able to be married to him and come home to that every day, I mean, that's an incredible feeling. I'm jealous of like when anyone spends time with him, like even like through this, like every, like, you know, when a handler is going in and I'm like, that's my baby. What did he say?
Don't touch him right there, Mr. Mike Man. So now that everything's that's okay. Now that everything is all said and done, ladies, if you had the chance to do it, would you do it again?
Abso-fucking-lutely. Hey.
And to add to that, Nancy, would you do it with a 25-year-old again?
It's a no for me. Like, absolutely not. I mean, I think we learned our lesson. It's the live and learn, you know?
Growth. Not for him, but, you know.
I would not do jumping jacks again. Absolutely not.
Girl, they're tearing you up over them jumping jacks, okay? Girl, they are mad.
I'm traumatized now. but no, I mean, I would do it a million times over with SK. Like, even just watching it back, like, seeing our, like, little journey, and just, like, it reminded me of so many things, and it just made me smile. So I would do all of that again. I would just take out the exercise.
A little bit.
Just tone it down a little bit.
Well, it's been so awesome following you ladies' stories, and can't wait to see what the future holds for you all in your relationships.
Yes, we're so excited. Thank you guys so much. I know you guys have a crazy day today, so good luck with everything, and thank you again.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Oh, what an episode. I'm happy for the couples that stayed together. I'm happy for the couples that broke up, because it just means that your future is still out there looking bright. And who knows when they're going to do an all-star season, honey.
That's a good way to look at it.
So that is it for us with Love is Blind Season 3. So email us, whether it's a selfie video or just a little voice recording. You can send it to receipts@castmedia.com. That's cast with a K. Or you are always welcome in our DMs. I'm Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And I'm Neat for L-Speed. Don't forget to hit follow as you're listening to this podcast. And rate, you know, show us some love in the comments, you guys. Tell us how much you love the show. Also, you guys can head over to Tudum, which is the official Netflix site to help find and fuel your fandom for the shows and movies you love. That's netflix.com/TUDUM. Today's episode of We Have the Receipts is a production by Netflix, Tudum, and Cast Media. We're your hosts, Chris Burns and Lawrence B. Hamilton.
Our producers are Arvin Lee and Enid Cortez. Our executive producers are Colin Thompson and Harris Lane. Our editor is Elliot Deneve, and our technical engineer is Travis Holden. See you next week.